fairies danced on the other side of the door. The tinkling of their melodious laughter enchanted me. Its joy wrapped around my heart and blanketed me in warmth. Once, on a summer afternoon, I'd seen strange things after spending hours in the hayloft. Something to do with mold spores. However, I hadn't been in the store long enough for mold spores to affect me. Assuming there were any, I was certain. But neither could I believe my eyes and ears. I grinned, bouncing on my toes. I had imagined exploring every fairy story in every book I had ever read. Such fantasies were irresistible, even while they were completely impossible. Yet it seemed possible now. Could I enter the fairy world by opening a door? The fairies had so much joy and affection for one another. I hugged the globe tight to my body and approached the door. Static prickled at my exposed skin, sending currents of energy along each hair follicle. The warmth from the radiating sunlight increased as I drew nearer. If this is a dream, please don't let me wake up. Not yet, anyway. The tarnished brass knob turned easily. I pulled on the door, but it resisted. I yanked again. It was unlocked when I walked into the store, but now it refused to budge. I sighed and examined the door. A window occupied the top half, and darkened inlaid panels spanned the bottom half. The hinges looked well oiled. No debris had fallen in the way. Nothing had changed. Leveraging my weight, I tried once more to open the door, but it felt as if someone held it from the other side. Then the knob started to spin in my hand, around and around. It warmed. The heat intensified as it rotated. I let go before it burnt me. The knob halted. I looked out the window. The fairies seemed unaware of my struggle. They continued to frolic in the meadow while gathering plants and flowers. I returned the snow globe to the shelf. Outside the shop, the fairy world faded. Shadows replaced intense sunlight, and the store grew colder, as if reversing seasons from summer back to spring. With the alley's return, a view of the ordinary world filled the window again. Would the door open now? I approached the door and turned the knob. With a yank, I opened it wide. A burst of air blew my hair away from my face. The cobblestone passage lay before me once more. Of course it opened now that the fairy world was gone. I glared at the door. Killjoy. The shop and its globes confounded me. Whether the fairy meadow was real or an illusion, how did shaking a globe make it appear? And why lock the door to the fairy meadow? Was it for their safety, or for the safety of others? A chill swept through me. Maybe I should leave? Intending to find my way back to Stadtpark, I moved towards the threshold. But then I stopped. The white stone wall that lined the path seemed grey next to the colour and lights in the shop. What was I walking away from? I filled my lungs with fresh air and released it like a whisper. My father's carving warmed in my hand as I pulled it from my pocket. Its edges felt soft against the pad of my thumb. Wise and brave, the hooded bear stood tall. What should I do? My eyes went to the inscription on the bottom. Aligothiahan, M. I had no idea what it meant.
Your papa was a man of secrets, Opa had once said. We don't know where he came from, but he struck me as the adventurous sort, as if he'd travelled the world over.
I could be adventurous. The unknown didn't really scare me. It drew me in with the hope of discovery.